Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so, you know, you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grain futures shot higher to start this week. Beans were kind of the leader throughout the day, up 18 to 19 cents, mostly focused on a weather market. Anytime you get this time of year and the growing season is on, weather starts getting wet, dry, hot, cold. It really affects the prices in a pretty violent way. We saw that today for soybeans. Corn seemed to be following the soybeans. Corn was up 5 to 7 cents. Wheat futures also higher. Chicago wheat up 13 to 15, and then Kansas City wheat futures up 8 to 9 cents. Tropical storm Bill is going to wrap up, moving through some of the corn and bean regions, but leaving behind quite a bit of wetness, which is going to delay planting. As of last week, we had about 10 million acres left of soybeans to plant. It's expected to increase 4% on that planting number this week, up to 91% planted. But that wet weather and so forth is really going to slow down the yield. Also, getting past the last planting date for the insurance purposes, when you start to get in that time frame, yields really tend to start dropping. So a lot left to plant, and this rainfall doesn't look like it's really going to be conducive to getting that planted. So yields for corn and beans are both probably going to slip.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Today we've got the crop progress and condition report. Corn and beans are both expected to be slightly lower in the good to excellent category. Last week, corn was 73% good to excellent, and beans were 67% good to excellent. So both of those expected to drop just a little bit due to the rainfall. And then the other part is the bean planting number, expected to increase 4% up to 91% planted. Last week was 87%. Now, inspections, export inspections this morning, corn, we're looking for 28 to 34 million bushels, came in at 45, so a touch bullish. Beans were in the range, expecting 3 to 7 million. And it was 6.5 million. And then wheat, a little bit lower than expected, expecting 11 to 15, came in at 10.7. June 30th, stocks to acreage, or stocks and acreage report will be out. Options expire this Friday. Hedge funds are still short across the board, short corn, short wheat, short beans. So that continues across the board. And then at the end of last week, Informa Acres, they lowered corn acres a little bit from the USDA's March number to 88.8 million. Bean acres expected to be 86.8. That's actually higher than the March USDA number. And cotton, 9.4 million acres.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, at June live cattle 55 higher at 152.45, with August up 122 at 151.90. August feeder cattle 235 higher at 225.77. September up 252 at 224 even. July lean hogs down 152 at 74.22. August down 145 at 72.37. In the grain market, July Kansas City wheat 8¾ higher at 512, December up 9 at 541, July Chicago wheat up 12¾ at 501¼, July corn up 6¾ at 360, December up 4¾ at 373½, July soybeans 18 higher at 989½, with November up 19½ at 959¼, July cotton up 71 at 6403, December up 90 at 6480. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.